The Lord be with you.
And
may the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors, one by one. To the first, he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. And then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourself with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Cannot serve both God and mammon. Do you know what mammon is? A fancy word for wealth, treasure, my precious. I think we all struggle with that. And, you know, to ease the burden, the logical step is just to eliminate one of them. So, ushers, bring down the baskets, pass them out. Everybody, put your mammon in the baskets. I will take it. I will take that burden from you. You know, no one has ever taken me up on that offer. The gospel this morning, we hear about corruption in business. That's new, huh? Never heard that before. We've got this manager. A whistleblower has turned him in. He's been ratted out, skimming off the top, and he's been found out. He's going to lose his position, tossed to the curb. What is he going to do? How is he going to continue to live the life of which he has become accustomed? To dig, I am unable. To beg, I am ashamed. The skills that we know of this man, well, he's a liar, a cheat, and a thief. Perhaps he can run for public office. Or perhaps he can be a priest. I've always thought a really good recruiting poster would have that slogan, to dig I am unable, to beg I am ashamed, be a priest. Please put together a plan. We're going to fix things. We're going to get in contact with all the clients of his master. We're going to fix the books, we're going to make it easy for them so that when the time comes, they will welcome him in. He's going to make it so that he's got a place to go. He's going to fix it so that he continues in the life that he has become accustomed to. And Jesus praises him. Isn't that strange? Jesus says, here is someone to model yourself after. Now let's be perfectly clear. Jesus is not saying, everybody, be a liar, be a cheat, be a thief. Pull one over on everybody that you can. Look out for yourself. Make sure that you are comfortable. He is not saying that. But he is praising this man's enterprising spirit. He is at a low point, but he has found a way to pick himself up and start again. He has a goal in mind, and he's put together a plan to reach that goal. He's organized all his priorities. He's found his one true priority, his comfort, sustaining his life to which he has become accustomed. That's his priority. All his effort, all his energy is going to go into obtaining that priority. And Jesus muses, why can't my disciples be that energetic? Why can't my disciples have that entrepreneurial spirit? Why can't my disciples be so vigorous? Why can't the children of light be so on fire for the spiritual things as business people seem to be about wealth? How does Jesus put it? The children of this world are more prudent with their own generation than the children of light. Why can't his disciples organize their priorities and put all their effort, all their energy into that top priority? Now, since we've got some business language, business themes of the gospel this morning, why don't we put together a business plan? And I propose our business plan for all of us. Be faithful in the small things. And I can't remember the rest of the plan. Any idea what else we can do? Come on, people of God, help a brother out. If you don't have any idea how this homily is going to end, we are going to be here forever. Any notion? Love one another. Charity. Take care of your brother. Forgive. Example. How's this? Let's be faithful in the small things. And let's make the kingdom of God our passion.